the face of God. From the Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Depart from the peak of Amana, from the peak of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions and the mountains of leopards. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes. All right, let's look at this. Leopards. The first night, I had a visitation of leopards. So, this is the appropriate scripture to go with it. In the high places, the mountains, are where people worship, generally. It's where the temples were built to whatever gods. It's where the gods, Mount Olympus, etc., etc., the demonic powers lay hold of. And leopards, of course, are customarily very predatory. And this particular leopard was looking to devour. Now, let me point out that Nimrod wore a leopard skin from Babylon. One of the motifs of Babylon was the leopard. And it's also African. But also, in addition, leopards or snow leopards come from Central Asia. And oftentimes they are indicated as being part of the Grecian symbology. The Greeks used the leopards. Now, I would like to look at Daniel 7:6 in reference to leopards. And this is where it gets interesting, because here I am living next door, well, a couple of miles away, anyway, from the Bohemian Grove, not realizing the level of governmental demonic powers that were called to that place. Daniel chapter 7, verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. So here it says Greece, and it says under Alexander the Great. So this is one of the four beasts that come up from the seas. And of course, the sea are the peoples of the earth. So this is a Grecian beast. Type, okay? Revelation 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like to a leopard, and its feet were as the feet of a bear, and its mouth as the mouth of the lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat, and great authority. Okay, this is, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Those are the peoples. Having upon it seven heads and ten horns, those are power and authority. And upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And this beast was like unto a leopard. So, therefore, is similar to the Grecian kingdom, but the dragon gives it power and authority. This is what the leopard represents. There's all these, you know, there were seven kings, there were ten horns, it had great, it was a multitude of it, those in authority over nations and governments and types. You know, the leopard, his feet were as the feet of a bear. You know, bear will tear you apart. He looked like a leopard, which is, has that spirit of predatory, going to rip you up and take whatever is mine. The mouth of a lion to destroy, and the dragon was behind him, giving him power. So the high places. Come up to the high places, my love and my bride. Get ready for war with the beast. You can make war with the beast. What does it say in Psalm, in chapter 13 of Revelation? Who can make, oh my gosh, who can make war with the beast? The Lamb. The Lamb makes war with the beast. And those who, what? And those who overcome him. Okay. Those who sing the song of Moses. And the song of the Lamb. Song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. All right, let's go to the black jaguar. This is a little more problematic because there are no jaguars in North America, but they are in Central America and South America, and there's a type of panther that is actually it's coloring or merges. It's all black, so it's actually a black panther. It's not really a jaguar. Jaguars are very predatory. They're very dark beasts. They bring in terror. They're the night beast. And they symbolize in Central America and South America the Aztec kingdoms and the human sacrifice and high-level demonic powers, which potentially reach up into the Black Panthers. And let me possibly suggest, and I believe more and more this, that it symbolizes the Black Panthers who came out of Oakland, the American African who were trying to destroy those who love the light and freedom and truth. Now the lion, the lion is another thing, because this lion was not the same spirit as the other two. This lion, I put my head in his mouth, was the Lion of Judah. It was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the scripture that goes with that is Amos 3:8. Amos 3:8. And ever since that time, which was how many years ago? A long time ago now. How short our life is. Amos 3:9. I'm going to start at Amos 3. Six. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord has not done it? Do you know how many times I have heard people say, oh, God wouldn't do that. He just loves us unconditionally. Well, if you're not getting a whooping every once in a while from the Lord, you're not under the discipline of Abba. It says right here, he certainly would do it. If there's evil in the city and the Lord has not done it, what's wrong with you? Wake up. Get a clue. Read your Bible. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? So I stuck my head in the lion's mouth, and the lion roared, and I prophesied. And also, this particular lion is one of the four beasts with a seraphim around the throne of God. One had was an ox, one was a man, was an eagle, and one was a lion. These are aspects of the manifestations of the spirit of the living God.